Living Emunah, number 5, There's Only One Boss. Part of the American dream is to enjoy a life of tranquility without trepidation. Yet most people live each day with numerous fears and worries. People are afraid of the boss, the IRS, the wealthy individuals around them, or generally about the future. By contrast, the Chovot HaLevavot, Shaar Bitachon, Duties of the Heart, section on the Trust in Hashem, states a person with Bitachon, trust in Hashem, has no fears. Moreover, he writes, "Bnei Adam ha'chashuvim v'anichmadim b'yoytim ha'fachadim emenu." Important and distinguished people are afraid of him rather than the other way around. And even the stones upon which he treads seek to please him. People often harbor negative feelings and resentment towards those they feel have caused them harm or wronged them in some way. These feelings reflect a deficiency in one's emunah. After all, people have no power to cause someone else harm unless Hashem decided that it should happen. When you look at someone and realize that they have no control or say in your life, you won't fear them. Of course, there's an obligation of Hishtadlut to make an effort, and we must therefore live normally and take responsible precautions. But we must also recognize that ultimately Hashem has absolute control over everything that happens. And once we come to this realization, we will cease to be fearful. Unfortunately, people put great effort into flattering and complimenting others in order to find favor in their eyes, thinking that this will benefit them. But in truth, there is no guarantee at all that this approach is effective. I know of a business where the president decided to cut the salaries of the low-wage employees without exception. One employee affected by the cut was the best friend of the company's vice president, and all the high-ranking members of the company were very fond of him. They tried to intercede on his behalf, but to no avail. He had tried so hard over the years to build close relationships with the influential people in the company. But in the end, Hashem decided that his income should be reduced, and this is what happened. Certainly, we should be respectful to our employers and every individual. And moreover, we should be in the habit of giving people compliments and praise. In fact, one of the questions we will be asked when we leave the world is, "Hamalachte et chavrecho?" Did you make your fellow a king? We are to make people around us feel good about themselves by complimenting them and expressing admiration. But we are to do so because this is the divine will, and not for ulterior motives. If we truly want to help ourselves, we should concentrate on pleasing the one true boss, who is really the only one who can benefit us. One of the advantages of Emunah, then, is that it makes us more genuine people. People who do not need to give in sincere praise and compliments, and who instead focus on doing truly the right thing.